The following reading is brought to you by the Illinois Radio Reader. Hello, this is Joan with the Bloomington Normal Pantograph, dated Thursday, September 26th, 2024. We will begin today's reading with the article headlined, Bloomington Normal Visitors Bureau Names Interim Executive Director, by Matus Janik. Bloomington. The Bloomington Normal Area Convention and Visitors Bureau Board of Directors has announced Marty Hickman as the Bureau's interim executive director. It's such a good organization, and it's one that in my previous work life we benefited from, Hickman said in a Wednesday interview with the Pantograph. I thought, well, I'll reach out and see if I can help. Hickman joined the CVB earlier this month, with the appointment coming after former CEO Crystal Howard stepped down at the end of August. Crystal built our organization over the last 20 years into what it is today, and we're excited to carry forward that legacy and continue to market Bloomington Normal and McLean County as a premier destination for people to come. Zach Dietmeyer, Vice President of Operations at the ZVB, told the Pantograph on Wednesday. Hickman previously worked for the Illinois High School Association for 25 years, including serving as Executive Director from 2002 to 2016. His experience and leadership will help guide the CVB organization and staff until a new executive director is named, according to a news release from the organization. Dietmeyer said that with the help of CVB board members, including Beth Wissman, executive director of the Children's Discovery Museum, they decided Hickman was the perfect candidate for the interim role, as he would come in already knowing what the Bureau does and what it needs in terms of a new executive director. I spent 4 years at Special Olympics Illinois after I left IHSA, and I've had a lot of experience in the things that the CVB tries to do and tries to attract into the community, Hickman said. I'm hopeful to provide some stability, some guidance to the staff, and really help the Convention and Visitors Bureau find a new leader. That's a big part of what I'm going to do. The board will launch a national search this fall with Winner Partners, an executive search firm. The board hopes for a new executive director to start early next year. Hickman said the CVB will meet with the firm in October to create a profile of what they are looking for in the next executive director, based on input from residents and board members. That process is just getting underway, but we expect to, by the first of the year, hopefully have a person that the board selects to take over, Hickman said. The next local story is entitled, Road Closures Planned for ISU Homecoming Events, by Matus Janik. Normal. Several streets will be closed to traffic in Uptown Normal this weekend as part of Illinois State University Homecoming Events. The ISU Town and Gown 5K and 1 Mile Fun Run Walk will begin at 8 a.m. Saturday. Runners will start at the Student Fitness Center and end at the Quad. The race course includes major thoroughfares including College Avenue, University Street, North Street, and School Street. The Homecoming Parade starts at 10 a.m. Saturday at the intersection of University Street and College Avenue, and ends on School Street, south of Locust Street. There will be extensive road closures on the parade route, including College Avenue, School Street, North Street, and Uptown Circle. Affected roads will be closed starting at 5 a.m. Saturday and will reopen after the events. Parking in the College Avenue deck will be free for the events. Additional parking will be available at the Trail East, Trail West, and Parkinson lots. Accessible parking spots have been relocated to the Trail East lot closer to the events. A map highlighting the road closure can be found at arcg.is/00C4FP. Visit homecoming.illinoisstate.edu/events for more information. Here's a story headlined, Billboard Memorializes Fallen Cows, by Tony Reed. Tuscola. In an unusual moving tribute to fallen cows, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals organization has paid for a billboard sign to memorialize 20 head of cattle killed when the semi-truck hauling them crashed and overturned. The billboard sign sits next to US 45, which is about as close as PETA could get to the actual scene of the August 22nd crash on Interstate 57 near Tuscola. "I'm me, not meat," the sign says in massive letters next to the picture of a black and white cow. And in small script, it adds, "See the individual. Please go vegan." State police crash reports described the interstate as being littered with dead animals after the crash, while terrified survivors were left wandering about. At least one surviving cow was killed in collision with another truck. Cows died in terror and pain because of this crash, and most of the traumatized survivors no doubt continued on to face the slaughterhouse knife, said PETA President Ingrid Newkirk. PETA urges everyone to please go vegan, saving cows from making the journey to the slaughterhouse in the first place. But it looks like PETA has a long way to go to herd public appetites in a new direction. Figures from the U.S. Department of Agriculture describe cattle production as the most important agricultural industry in the nation. Cattle production in 2023 was forecast to represent 17% of the $520 billion earned by agricultural commodities. And the foreign appetite for U.S. beef appears equally ravenous. Exports in 2022 hit a new record at 3.5 billion pounds. China was a big part of the surging export growth, importing more than 627 million pounds. The next local story is a Names and Faces column. Bloomington. Growth and development efforts at two McLean County businesses got a boost from a combined $33,000 in grant money awarded by IAA Credit Union and Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago. Those businesses include Smiley's Daycare of Hudson and Cleans Cans of Bloomington. FHL Bank Chicago provided $15,000 in funding to each, with an additional $1,500 for each business from IAA. Smiley's owner, Tara Graff, said she will use the grant money to purchase a storage shed to allow for more varied children's activities and better resource management at the business, 106 Pearl Street, Hudson. As a young female business owner with limited funds, I couldn't build a facility with sufficient storage for our rotating activities and toys, Graf said in a news release. This grant enables us to create a more organized space, allowing children to benefit from a greater variety of toys and learning tools that foster their growth. Clean Cans owners Mark Tremper and Melissa Eisenberg said they will use the grant money to support future growth of the business, which seeks to disinfect and deodorize customers' trash and recycling cans in an environmentally friendly manner. The business owners are longtime Illinois Farm Bureau members who received capital for their first truck and specialized equipment from IAA Credit Union roughly 2 years ago, said David Warren, the credit union's assistant vice president of commercial lending. More recently, they approached us for guidance on expanding their business, Warren said. The Accelerate grant has given them the resources to bring their expansion plans to life, and we look forward to seeing the positive impact on their operations. This is made possible thanks to a self-contained cleaning unit that captures all wastewater to prevent runoff and protect storm systems, according to a news release from IAA. The FHL Bank Chicago's Accelerate Grants Program, with the help of institutions like IAA, aims to help small businesses grow in Illinois and Wisconsin. Grants can be used to improve properties, purchase equipment, help with inventory, workforce development, and technology upgrades. Visit FHLBC.com for more information. Here's a local item entitled Beer Nuts Reopens Bloomington Factory Store. Bloomington. Lovers of Beer Nuts brand snacks will once again be able to find all their favorites in one spot with the reopening of the Bloomington Factory Store. The store reopened Friday, September 20th at 103 North Robinson Street, selling Beer Nuts snacks, apparel, and memorabilia, according to a post on the Beer Nuts Facebook page. While we'll officially open in October, we unofficially opened Friday, the post read. We still have some decorating to do and finishing touches, but the shelves are stocked and we're ready to see you. The store is open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Only credit or debit card payments are being accepted right now, the post said. The bricks-and-mortar store just east of downtown Bloomington closed during the COVID-19 pandemic in March 2020 and announced in fall 2021 that it would remain closed and switched to an online-only format. We're extremely proud to be a Bloomington Normal company, then Beer Nuts president Andy Shirk stated at that time. And we're grateful to all the customers who continue to make Beer Nuts brand snacks the sweet and salty snack enjoyed by millions for generations. The next local item is entitled Route 66 Association Seeks Hall of Fame Nominees. Pontiac. The Route 66 Association of Illinois is seeking nominees for the Route 66 Association Hall of Fame. The association has recognized various individuals and places along Route 66 since its start in 1989. Hall of Fame members are recognized for their contributions to Route 66 in Illinois, including a display in the Association Museum in Pontiac. Visit IL66ASSOC.org hall-of-fame-nomination-process to review the qualifications and process for nominations. All nominations must be submitted by December 31st. Award recipients will be honored at the Association's annual Hall of Fame banquet, held along with the annual motor tour. The 2025 banquet will be held in Springfield. A list of current Hall of Fame members can be viewed at ILSOC.org/root-66-association-of-illinois-hall-of-fame-members. The Route 66 Centennial will be celebrated in 2026. Next up, we have a feature article in the living section entitled Salad Barbaric: 6 Polite Things You Do at Self-Serve Restaurants That Are Actually Rude, by Novella Louie, eatingwell.com. If you love eating salads, you probably like making your own, especially at restaurants with a self-serve salad bar. From the restaurant's standpoint, hosting the salad bar allows the restaurant to expand their menu selections with more options. While many diners follow restaurant etiquette, some well-intended gestures can create more work for restaurant staff. We talk to restaurant owners and experts who have encountered different situations. Check out these 6 things that diners do at a salad bar that are actually rude. 1. Using the same plate each time. Using the same plate is good for the environment and means less work for the restaurant's dishwasher. In reality, though, reusing your plate instead of getting a clean one could contribute to germs spreading. Using the same dish for seconds is just unsanitary. Serving utensils that touch your dirty plate increase the risk of cross-contamination and germ transmission. 2. Cleaning up your own spills. If you drop some veggies while you build your dream salad, or accidentally dribble vinaigrette on the counter as you dress it, it's best to alert the restaurant staff. Restaurants follow strict cleaning and sanitizing procedures to minimize the risk of cross-contamination by using specific sanitary products to clean surfaces. 3. Using the same utensil for different ingredients. When you notice that tongs or serving utensils are missing from an ingredient, you won't use your hands to pick something up. But taking the serving utensil from an adjacent food item isn't any better. Paul Kusher, owner of Steam Pub in Southampton, Pennsylvania, and CEO of My Bartender, indicates that using the same utensil in multiple foods can create many issues. You are promoting cross-contamination, especially when food allergens are a major concern, Kusher says. So if you can find what you're looking for, just ask the staff to bring you the right tool for the job. 4. Using your own cutlery to get the food. Sometimes when you grab a plate from the start of the salad bar, you get silverware too. If a serving utensil is missing, you can use your fork since it's clean, right? Silverware is often smaller and can increase the chances of dropping things in other ingredients, a recipe for cross-contamination, or on the counter or ground, creating unnecessary work for the staff. 5. Leaning under the sneeze guard to grab something. We've all been in a slow-moving salad bar line. As much as you might want to duck under the sneeze guard to grab something to help move things along, please don't. Leaning against and under the sneeze guard is not sanitary, says dietitian Kristen Naus, founder of Buying School Food. She adds that the purpose of the sneeze guard is to reduce the spread of germs by protecting the food from respiratory droplets, hair, and physical objects dropping onto it. If you can't reach something, ask for help. 6. Not telling anyone an item is empty. You're progressing through the line only to find that the ranch dressing is running low or the cucumber container is empty. While you may feel like you're inconveniencing the staff by letting them know that something is running low or out, telling them is the right move. And returning to some local items, here is a story entitled, Central Illinois Regional Airport receives $1.5 million for safety upgrades, by Drew Zimmerman. Bloomington. Central Illinois Regional Airport was among the recipients of about $12.3 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Transportation for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The roughly $1.5 million received by CIRA would be used for the rehabilitation of one of its runways and for the replacement of an existing rapid response rescue and firefighting vehicle, according to a news release. By investing in safety upgrades at our local airports, our communities will have better access to affordable air travel right in their backyards, U.S. Representative Mike Sorensen stated in the news release. This important funding will be used to repair runways, prevent flooding, and purchase new safety equipment that will make our local airports sustainable for the future. The remaining funding was awarded to the Chicago-Rockford International Airport and the Quad Cities International Airport. The next local item is entitled, Third Annual EV Show Planned Friday. Bloomington. Corn Belt Energy will host its third annual electric vehicle show Friday for residents to check out and learn more about electric vehicles. The show will be held at the State Farm Corporate South parking lot at 3 State Farm Plaza from 5 to 8 p.m. This is in conjunction with National Drive Electric Week. Local owners and car dealerships will display electric vehicles and hybrids and will help to answer any questions. Food vendors, including A to Z's Catering, Jurassic Grill, and Tony's Tacos, will have food available for purchase, and Carl's Ice Cream will provide free ice cream bars to all who attend the event. Face painting, along with other games and activities, will be available for children and families. There also will be prizes and giveaways. To learn more, call 309-662-5330 or visit cornbeltenergy.com. The next item is entitled, Flu COVID-19 Vaccine Clinics Available in Tazewell County. Tremont. The Tazewell County Health Department will offer 2 flu and COVID-19 vaccine clinics next month. The clinics will be offered from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, October 5th and Saturday, October 12th, at the Health Department's main campus, 21306 State Route 9, Tremont. The clinics are open to ages 6 months and older. No appointments are required, as both are drop-in events. Both private and state insurance will be accepted, as well as a cash pay option, but attendees must bring their insurance information. Vaccines will also be available for those without insurance coverage. For those who cannot make the clinics, separate vaccine appointments are also available at tinyurl.com/TCHDonlineScheduling or by calling 309-929-0294. COVID-19 vaccine appointments are available now, and flu vaccine appointments are available starting October 1st. Here's a story entitled, Raider Family Farms to Host Make-A-Wish Kids Day on Sunday, by Olivia Jacobs. Normal. Raider Family Farms will host its fourth annual Make-A-Wish Illinois Kids Day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday, September 29th. The goal of the event is to bring hope and joy to children and their families facing critical illnesses. This year's event will bring around 50 Make-A-Wish kids and their families to the farm, located at 1312 Rop Road, outside Normal. It will also be open to the public during this time. The event will offer free admission for these families, as well as food and seasonal festivities. Volunteers from Illinois State University's Chi Omega sorority will also be in attendance. Attendees can also make donations to Make-A-Wish during the event. Local sponsors for the event include Rivian Automotive, Compass Group USA Catering, Bloomington Public Library, Culver's, McDonald's, Chili's, T-Mobile, Bank of Pontiac, Corn Belters, and WCIC. Visit RaiderFamilyFarms.com for more information. And here's a notice entitled, Lane Closure Planned for Gregory Street in Normal, by Matus Janik. Normal. Starting at 6 a.m. Thursday, there will be periodic lane closures on Gregory Street between Cottage Avenue and Adelaide Street for hot mix asphalt paving. While the center lane is being paved, portions of this segment of road will be closed to all through traffic. Local access will be maintained during this time, and drivers are urged to use alternate routes and to use caution when traveling through the area. The lane closure is expected to be completed by 7 p.m. Friday, weather permitting. A map highlighting the lane closure can be found at arcg.is/SAEGK. For more information, call 309-454-9744. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of the Pantograph for September 26th. Please stay tuned.